Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information and recipes, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk.
Welcome to the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen.
I'm so happy to be here, and we are cooking. It's Josephine Pembroke, by the way. Hi. And you are?
I'm Donna Freed.
We are cooking for vegans for Christmas. Because what does a vegan do? I mean, you know, aren't we sick of nut roast?
Yes, nut cutlet.
Yes.
The unfunnest thing.
Exactly. So what are we doing today, darling?
We are doing savory parsnip and pecan slice.
Mmm.
Sounds delicious.
We got with nuts.
I was going to say, yeah, it is a bit nut cutlet-y. Yeah. We're just calling it a slice.
Exactly. So what are they saying about this?
They say the savory parsnip and pecan slice will surely win over even the most hardened carnivore. Best of all, it is perfect for leftover sandwiches, so make sure to hide a slice for Boxing Day.
Oh, wonderful.
Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. Our hands-on time is 35 minutes, total time 1 hour and 50 minutes, plus cooling. There's a get-ahead tip. Make up to step 6 the day before, then let it cool completely. Cover and chill.
We really like that, don't we? We like preparing things before, because it's the opposite of what we do in the Gorgeous Kitchen. We cook there and then.
Exactly. Dash around like mad things.
I go to Sainsbury's, then I get back, and I've got this big bag, and we've got to go for it.
Exactly. So going we are. Parsnips, are you fond?
Yes, I'm a parsnip lover, and I have a friend that lives in Italy, and they cannot get hold of parsnips in Italy.
Why?
Because they just don't. No one eats them. No
one eats the parsnip?
And also, so I contacted a French friend yesterday to ask her parsnips ? In her email, and she got back to me. She had very hard to find in France, not at the markets and not at the supermarkets. So I have sent her a message back saying, where can you get them? So we're waiting for that email to come in. Hopefully by the end of the podcast, we'll be able to know in France. But she said they don't really eat them there either.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I remember because my husband's English and moved over to New York. You got them, but I had never done anything with them.
So you've never had a parsnip
no.
in your life?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was in a soup. I hadn't looked under the lid.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't usually use parsnips either. And when we started roasting them, roasted parsnips
they are
my
best.
Favorite. Yeah.
I mean, with a what's it called? My mind's gone blank. With a roast on a Sunday.
Yeah.
There's nothing nicer than a crispy parsnip.
Yeah.
But my mouth's watering with some rosemary and olive oil. Oh,
yeah, it's somewhere in between the roasted potato and the roasted carrot.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because I'm going to tell you about the history of parsnips later.
Ooh.
Let's find out what we need in the recipe.
All right, first thing, we need one and a half tablespoons of olive oil plus extra, Echelon shallots or shallots.
Shallots, yeah, like the lady.
Yes,
yeah.
celery sticks, garlic cloves, parsnips peeled. Sage, a whole pack of sage.
Well, that's good because
nice.
I bought one.
Stale bread.
And I brought some stale bread from home.
Yeah. Your old crusts.
Yeah.
Your rusks. Rosemary and dairy-free margarine. Okay.
Of course.
Instead of butter.
I did find some. You know, it took a bit of finding. But
okay. And pecans.
Yeah. We've always got a few nuts in the recipe.
I know. There's always nuts. What is that? We're nutty. Okay, so the first thing, heat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius. Done. So we're heating up the oil.
Sorry, can I just say that's fan 180 and gas mark 6 for people.
Excellent. Add shallots and celery. Cover and sweat 5 to 7 minutes. All right, let's get sweating.
So we're making a little sort of, we're going to soften all the kind of roots.
Stew the veg.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Let's get going. I'm going to start chopping, Donna.
Oh, actually, don't chop the parsnips. The parsnips themselves get grated.
Oh.
So we're just doing celery, garlic, and shallots for now.
Okay, let's get that going. We're going to sweat for 5 to 7 minutes and begin to soften. And then we're going to add the garlic.
Excellent.
So the next stage is grating the parsnips. You know, you could easily do this in a food processor.
Yeah, we might want it because it's sort of flapping about quite a bit. Because they're quite, you see, it's not like grating cheese where it all happily goes inside the grater. It's sort of flopping around.
So parsnips were used by the Romans, but they got muddled up. They thought that they were carrots because they are from the same family.
They look similar.
Yeah, from the same family. And also they were used, when the potato arrived, the potato kind of eclipsed the parsnip.
It had rock star appeal.
Yeah, sadly, because the parsnip was sweeter, and they'd use parsnip a lot in sweet things, in puddings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So they'd use it with savoury and with puddings, so they're more creative with it.
More versatile.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And it started off in the whole of Europe, but then they found that it kind of used less and less in the rest of Europe, and it really is Germany and us and the Nordic countries. Funny that, because they say that it really only grows best in cold climates, because that makes the sugar come on.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A hard frost will make it more sugary, sweeter.
So the bitter the country.
Yeah.
the bitter the country.
Yeah, the sweeter the nips.
Sweeter the parsnip.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a nips? Is that...
Well, actually, that's Scottish for turnips.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, because if you hear Scottish people say, oh, hi, I'd like some nips and tatters. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay, nips and tatters is turnips and potatoes. Yeah.
They know how to have a good
time. There are so many words for potatoes. Spuds, chips, mash, dauphinoise.
Yeah.
What do you call them in America, then? What do you call chips?
Fries.
Oh, you don't call them French fries?
No, chips or potato chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Crisps.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's what we
See,
call
we just
chips.
Don't call them fries, apart from maybe now our children do, because they're all so blooming Americanized.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I like some fries on the side.
It's like fries on that?
It's like, gosh, stop it, you're English. What's going on? Anyway, so you're going to be grating for quite a long while. Ooh. I'm going to cut up the garlic, and I'm going to get it added to the...
Sweating vegetables.
Yeah, sweating.
To the sauna.
Sweating nicely. They're not smelly.
They're perspiring.
No, they are simply glowing, darling. Okay, I'll go and see. The Gorgeous Kitchen on RadioGorgeous.com. So it's taken you ages to grate the parsnip by hand.
Well, I can see why the potato and the carrot won out.
A little bit easier.
However, yes, and I would recommend doing this in advance. And I would also recommend using a
food processor.
Because, you don't want to be sitting there stressing out about...
Especially
at
Christmas.
Yeah, exactly, about doing this. So if you did it, a day or two in advance, then you'd be happy
really
about
good.
It. But it's similar. It occurs to me, it's similar like the quince, how the quince went out of fashion. It was more popular than the apple.
Yes, yes.
But boy, is that hard to deal
Another
with.
Another thing I was going to say is I can't get hold of Cox's apples anymore.
Oh.
I find it really difficult.
Oh.
It's now all kind of Pink Lady and Gala and Braeburn, easy ones that aren't kind of sharp, and I only like real tasting apples. I don't like the sweet stuff. Anyway, not talking about apples, we're now going to look at this pile of parsnip,
yes,
and it looks just like cheese.
It looks just like that, but the reason why it makes it difficult,
let's get it in, come
delicious
on
delicious is yep. because of the texture of the
get it in quick okay now we're adding this to the
our shallots, garlic, and celery.
Yeah, and it says if it sticks, add a splash of water.
Oh, okay.
So we need to stir this.
Yeah, because there's quite a bit in there and not much oil.
Yeah. We could always add it. I'm going to add a drop more oil. Okay.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Yeah. There we are. And then once that's all stirred in, I've finely sliced the sage. You won't believe we are using a whole packet of sage.
Wow.
From Sainsbury's.
I like sage.
And I looked, it's made in Italy. It's from Italy. Isn't that lovely? Because sage is, salve, It's what, it's the thing
Italian
that... Yeah, well, Northern Italian. They add it to butter in Northern Italy.
Yes, but sage butter.
There'll be no butter in this because we're vegans today. We're avoiding animals.
Sage margarine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that smells lovely, actually.
Mm. Well, none of our vegans will have had this, will they?
No. Mm. And the shallots are sweeter than
the
onions.
Shallots, yeah.
Shallots.
Mm.
They're sweeter, so that smells really nice. With the,
can I smell it?
Yeah.
And big smell of gas in with it. You're trying to gas me, is that what put your head forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Really close.
And just put this little paper bag over it. Just in case you hyperventilate.
And I'm leaving the room.
I'll be back in about 3 hours. You should be done by then.
Exactly. Oh, something to look forward to.
Well, you know, I have a funny story about that. Well, it's not exactly funny, but we do have a phrase, head burner, because my friends grew up in the Midwest and we did not have gas ovens. It was only electric ovens. And heard the story of Sylvia Plath and just didn't understand what she had done.
Yeah.
And so I thought she'd put her head in a hot oven. So, of course, we call them head burners.
Oh,
how we laughed about suicides.
So
yeah, exactly. Anyway.
When they read the bell jar. Yeah, exactly.
In any event.
Yeah. So they literally thought they died. Her hair went on fire. Yeah. And yeah. I think it's much harder to die of gas now, isn't it? Because of kind of safety and stuff. I don't know.
I haven't tried it. So.
No.
if I feel like trying it, I'll look it up on Witch and see which is the best way to.
Should we add a splash of water and do what they say in the recipe? Okay, I'll get a drop.
Yeah, because it's starting to stick on this
one. Yeah, it's what we don't want. Just getting some water. Okay.
A splash.
There we are. Now I'm going to see what's next in the recipe. So we finely chop the sage and add it to the parsnip mix. We season and cover and cook for 5 minutes. Then we've got to put the bread, the stale bread, which I brought with me, which is some old ciabatta and some old lovely kind of organic bread that I got somewhere. But listen, it's rock hard, so it should be really good with breadcrumb. Put the bread in a food processor and the rosemary and remaining sage. Well, that's good. We don't have to chop it. Season and pulse until it forms coarse breadcrumbs. Okay, so we don't want them to be too fine, my darling. Then we're going to add the herby crumbs to the parsnip pan. Stir and cook over a medium heat for 1 to 2 minutes. Then add the margarine. Once the mixture starts to thicken and becomes a little tacky, like us, darling. Stir through the pecans. So I've got to get going on those nuts. Mm-hmm. And remove from the heat and leave to cool for a few minutes. Okay, so I'm going to go and chop some pecans while you're still stirring the the nippy mixture. Okay.
I've nibbled a couple of the pecans.
Oh, can I have a pecan, please?
We do like a chopped nut around here.
We do. Yeah.
Right, so I think it's time to put these in.
Because we're nuts.
We're nuts. Mm. We're nutty.
Okay, so we've made this vegan mixture. Mm-hmm. And it's I've added the marge.
We need to add the pecans and then...
And then let it cool. Okay. Mmm.
Mm. It kind of looks like stuffing.
So, yes, it is. Is like stuffing, but it's a healthy stuffing because it has no, well, it does have a bit of bread in it, but it is stuffing. This could be a brilliant stuffing. I'd love it in venison. It's not very vegan, is it? I'd love it in pork. Sorry if I'm offending vegans.
We think that's getting slightly tacky.
Yes, it's coming on. I can see it's bright pink bra showing. It's tacky, man.
And there's brassy highlights.
Yep, right.
But I'm right here. You don't need to talk about me like that.
I'm turning her down.
All right. Let's see what we're supposed to know. Oh, we've got to grease and line the base of a 900-gram, 2-pound loaf tin and tumble in the parsnip mixture. We will press down firmly with the back of a spoon. And we will cover with greased kitchen foil. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And then what do we do after that?